Senator Bill Cassidy joins us now, Louisiana Senator. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good, Tommy. Let's just pick up on what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
There is deep fake videos now. Deep fake in which they will put somebody's head on another body, and it looks as if that is the movie actress who you really kind of admire, and now she's in a porn flick.
Or what's more dangerous than that, Senator, as you well know, there could be a video that's released of, and it's all digital images, of somebody purporting to be President Trump announcing something like, we've gone to war with this one, when in fact we haven't. And that, to me, is very dangerous.
They kind of did not that war, but, you know, they had one with Obama. And President Obama was shown kind of with things digitalized, and it looked as if he was saying whatever he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to tell you, you know, the old expression, it's on the Internet, it must be true.
Yeah.
And everybody laughs. You got to start saying that about viral videos as well.
But, you know, everybody laughs, but yet they believe it. That's
man, what, I know.
It's true.
You know, I think there's going to be more skepticism about it. I mean, and by the way, even if it's not fake, so the whole New York Times review of the Brett Kavanaugh book, in which they happen to admit that the woman to whom this alleged happened wasn't interviewed, doesn't remember, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's skepticism that is permeating. As things become more polarized, people are skeptical unless it's something they want to believe. But most folks are going to be skeptical of something which just sounds too outlandish. At least I hope that's the case.
Yeah, it seems like from that book, and I know you didn't call about this, but it seems pretty clear that Brett Kavanaugh was railroaded, or whatever phrase you want to use.
Oh, totally, totally. And that won't be the first time it happens, and it'll happen on both sides.
Yep.
And so you just got to approach such things as, wait a second.
You know, I called you senator. I called you senator twice. You're a doctor, and you're a senator as well. Of all the titles I chose, I could have done better than that. Tell me why you're calling. Tell me about anti-drilling legislation.
Yeah, so the left has this kind of concept that we can do as a society without fossil fuels. And I always chuckle because I'm sure that somebody is typing that on a keyboard in which there are plastics or other synthetics made out of fossil fuel. And I'm not sure people realize not just to drive our automobiles, but also to make all the kind of, you know, nylon ropes that we use in which fossil fuel is the basis of. And aside from putting about 7 million Americans out of work, and being unable to afford it as a society, it just is physically not possible. So when the House passed something wanting to outlaw drilling, we just put a hold on that legislation. Not sure it would ever have a chance to pass, but wanted to send a message. If you actually want to do something good for the working people of the United States, as well as for the environment of the world, you need to have better considered policies than this. This is kind of silly.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back, Senator. And I want to ask you about that drilling legislation that they're trying to get through, which it won't. It'll die in the Senate. But was that made before or after the Saudi Arabia attack? And it would seem as though that would make them think twice as well. Senator Bill Cassidy, our guest, if you have any questions or comments, you can text them to 87870, and I will pass them along. 720, time for traffic now on WWL. 724 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you'll find a story about Drew Brees. Step one, complete successful surgery, and the Saints quarterback showing off his operated on thumb. We're talking to Senator Bill Cassidy, and we're asking your questions to him if you have any. And Senator, this one is pretty important. Please ask Senator Cassidy, when will they pass a renewal of the National Flood Insurance Program that lasts more than 90 days? And will the new program grandfather in those properties that have complied with the elevations when built?
So I can't promise that it's going to be the next reauthorization. It may just continue to be 90 until we finally get to a critical point in which it has to be done. Every time there's a flood around the country, I think that gives us a little bit more momentum. I'm working with Bob Menendez, a senator from New Jersey, Democrat. I emphasize that two regions, two parties, trying to get something through. We would grandfather folks in under the policies that we have put forward. So we continue to work at it. We got great legislation. but we just got to build an understanding that this is of national significance. Some people think it's just the Gulf Coast or Northeast phenomena, and then you have a flood that hits, name the place,
Midwest.
Nebraska, and Midwest, and they suddenly become aware that everybody can flood, even a mountaintop, when a creek overflows after a storm.
California.
So we keep pushing it.
I can keep going, Senator. California, you know what I mean? Washington State.
Absolutely.
When it comes to Saudi Arabia, what is the feel there in Washington among the Senate? What do you do with this Saudi Arabia and Iran? Naturally, you wouldn't be against Saudi Arabia, but what are you hearing up there on Capitol Hill? And I will ask you personally, is this our fight at all, or can and should Saudi Arabia be able to defend itself?
Well, I think Saudi Arabia previously has gone to war with Iran. They don't have as many people as Iran, but in the previous battle, they did okay. It was about 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a spectrum of opinion. There's those that think that we should go after Iran to protect our ally, and there's others like me. I just don't, at this point, see the rationale for our treasure and our blood to be spent in that battle. Now, Iran has to have pushback, but there's other ways of pushing back. For example, they tried to shoot a satellite off a week or two or three ago, and we went in on a cyber attack, and the satellite blew up on the platform. Now, think about that, Tommy. We were able to put in something at their most top secret code and explode an operational device. So we are touching them where they understand they thought they could not be touched.
So a lot of
also, our sanctions,
go ahead,
our sanctions have destroyed their public finances. There's lots of civil unrest. Their pension system's falling apart. I think actually this attack on Saudi Arabia was kind of a desperation attack to try and change the game. I'll let the Saudis do what they want to do. But at this point, I would rather we continue to do what we're doing covertly and economically.
Let's talk about money laundering.
Yeah, man. Speaking of the Iranians, too. Tommy, I tell folks, if you want to connect somebody dying from opioids in Louisiana Parish with Hezbollah or the Iranian Revolutionary Guard financing their terroristic activities with corruption in Central America, with a caravan forming to come here illegally, with a drug cartel cutting off somebody's head, it all goes back to trade-based money laundering, where money made from selling drugs on the streets of, say, New Orleans are sent out of our country. Some estimate that it's as high as $270 billion a year could go out. And Hezbollah and the Iranian National Guard, among others, use this to finance what they wish to do. So I've taken a real interest in it. It's something that if we're going to go after the opioid issue, we got to go after the financing. You go after the financing, you shut it down, not just for opioids, but for terrorism and criminal organizations around the world.
Are American companies involved in that?
So, yes and no. Let me just tell you something. I'll first say it's principally a government problem. If we ship something overseas, Customs Border Patrol gets the manifest, Treasury Department gets the invoice, and those two never are put together. Mm. So you can have a false invoice, a double invoice, a half invoice, whatever you want to do as somebody trying to move goods out. And so you may go to an American company and buy goods, and then you ship them, but you mark the value up or down depending on what you want to do with it. And you've been able to move dollars one place or another through a false invoice. So the American company's involved, but they're not guilty. It is a trading partner that's guilty.
Senator, I appreciate your time. I really do. I know you're busy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Tommy.
You have a good day. Senator Bill Cassidy, if you don't understand the way money